never meet a girl like this. But you never leave me no choice. You find me everywhere and you never miss. I'm getting tired of your voice. Well, I can't hurt you, girl. You're too good, friend. That don't make me mad. Don't make me raise my voice. Don't make me raise my voice. But I can't look at you, baby. I cried before. Now make up your mind, 'cause it's your choice. Baby, make up your mind, 'cause it's your choice.
But I'm destined to be all alone. Where is my one? You said you were going, going. My heart was slowing down. When I found that you were gone, gone, I couldn't go on without you. Then I said that I cried, cried, because you had lied to me. Girl, I never stop loving you, no matter what I do. Why don't you wait and stay? I'll be on my feet someday. I tried to stop you, stop you. You said that we were through forever. Somehow I'll go on living, living, hoping you'll be forgiving to me. Girl, I never stop loving you, no matter what I do. Why don't you wait and stay? I'll be on my feet someday.
Machine. They turn you on and watch you entertain them. The same as all your other four-letter words. Now you're saying, take me back, but don't you see there's nothing left for me to love? Bobby, do you think, can you see that it's just turning into cold and lifeless ashes? Take me back, but don't you see there's nothing left for me to love? Stop it, do you think? Can you see that it's just turning you to cold and lifeless ashes? Stop it, do you think? Can you see that it's just turning?
this is The Perfumed Garden on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out here in the garden tonight. It is 14 minutes past when this show is usually over, but since we started a bit late tonight, we are running later, and I have a full set for you coming up. But the Kirkbees start off that set with Gonna Be a Big Star. That was on another acetate. Then The Hangman, The Girl Who Faded Away, a Monument single. Then The Dominions, I Need Her. Must have been a private studio called Graves Recording Service. And The Bricks after that, It's Your Choice. Another maybe a really small distributor or pressing plant, who knows. Anyway, Sellers Company Recording Studios, pretty funny. But yeah, those must have been private little tiny studios those bands recorded out of. Cool Stove after that with Big Sensation, a Star Ton single. Then The Endless with Tomorrow Song on Cardinal. Fugitive 5 after that, I Ain't Gonna Give Up My Way of Life, a Cell single. Then The Wild Heart, Stop It Girl, a Phillips single. Rogues Inc. after that, People Say, an Associated Artist Records single. Then Smokestack Lightning, Look What You've Done on White Whale. And Minority ended that set with Where Was My Mind. And that was another single. All right. Got one more set coming up for you. This one starts with The End. their song, Out of My Hands. I hope you dig it. Thank you so much for being here. If you're checking this out in the archives, I do appreciate it. Hope your Friday night is very, very groovy. All right, here we go. This is The End.
Feeling the stand. text words from the past. Hold down the page to keep words fast. In reality, to come what may. Knowing what you really say, you make your life just like a play. Like I knew before would come the future. Unknown within your part, evermore I need your heart. In reality, to come what may. Knowing what you really say, you make your life just like a play. Like I knew before would come the future. What I say, try and find some other way. In reality, to come what may. Knowing what you really say, you make your life just like a play. Like I knew before would come the future.
Let me know that everything is alright. Little lights in my head. but somebody else has torn it apart, and they've taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, 'cause I
Thank you. very kind. So when he got the letter, he was horrified, but he said goodbye. He filled with all the forms and the papers he could see, but when he got his uniform, he wished he could be with his family. Got into a plane and he vanished in the haze. His eyes were full of rain and his ears were full of praise. Someone brought a box, making sure he looked nice for his folks. They changed his socks.
Has been The Perfumed Garden on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you for tuning in and hanging in there with me for the technical difficulties. I appreciate you being here tonight. The end with two D's at the end. Started off this last set with Out of My Hands, a Seascape 45, then Tages with I Read You Like an Open Book, a Verve single. Then The Huns with Shakedown, a Pyramid single. Red Squares after that, You Can Be My Baby, a Columbia single. Then The Kubas, First Cut is the Deepest from their self-titled album. Then The Boots with Gabby, a Telefunken single. Then The Moles with We Are The Moles, Part 1. That was from a compilation called Part of My Past, the Simon Dupree and the Big Sound Anthology. Normie Rowe after that with Sad from So Much Love from Normie Rowe. And The Sands ended the set with Listen to the Sky, a Reaction single. Alright, well that just about does it for The Perfumed Garden tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to see you next week. Same place, same time. Don't miss out the groovy Friday nights we have here on Rock and Soul with Musical Dose with Medicine and Flot Spot with Father Flot. Hope to see you there next week. Stay safe, stay warm, and have a groovy weekend.
But I just love writing those books. I mean, I actually read them now sometimes, and I make myself laugh. Like, when I was writing those, I would write something, and I just bust out laughing. It's crazy how it happens. Writing is kind of a magical thing, but I love it when I make myself laugh. Because, you know, I'm really becoming the character, and I'm becoming Calvin. And he does all these things, and he gets reactions. And I never know, as a writer, what the reaction is going to be. Sometimes I don't even know what he's going to say. It just kind of comes out. You know, it's just magic. And sometimes it's just hilarious. So.
Wow. Well, when you're like going to schools, what do kids ask you the most whenever you're in a classroom?
They say, well, what is your favorite book that you wrote? That's one of the questions. And how much money do you make? That's another one. And then, are you famous? I mean, they have, you know, these, that's what they're thinking about. And then they ask, are you Calvin, or is there really a Maya? Or some of them believe that when I write a Calvin Coconut book, I am actually, it's like a memoir. Oh. They say, well, did you really do that in your life? I said, that's not me, it's Calvin. It's really fun. I mean, kids ask great questions, and I really have fun with that age group. The fourth graders are ground zero for me. I don't think I ever progressed past the fourth grade in my mind. That's probably why I like them.
Yeah, I read that narrative you wrote about the fake cookie that they thought that was the greatest joke that they could have ever played.
Yeah, they got me good on that one. That was fun. That was really the turning point for me. I got to write for these guys, because I was just smiling the whole time. And when I walked out of there, my face just hurt from smiling so much. I said, I got to do more of this. This is really good stuff. So that's how Calvin was born. I went through quite a process to create that character. I mean, it came up with several different ideas. Finally, I said, okay, I'm going to go find a book that's written for kids of that age that I want to model. Like I did with Island of the Blue Dolphins. I said, I'm going to find a book that, you know, that's a chapter book. It has short chapters and a couple of illustrations, you know, in it. I find one of those books that I just love, and I'm going to use that as a model. So I modeled Calvin Coconut off of Judy Moody. I don't know if you know that series.
Yeah, I used to read that when I was little.
Yeah. So I took Judy Moody, and I just said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it like this. And she's got this great illustrator, Peter something. It's fantastic. And I got a really good illustrator, too, for Calvin. My publisher found her. She lives in, I think, upstate New York. So I got really lucky.
Yeah, that's really fantastic. I love the artwork on the Calvin Coconut books. So sort of pivoting here to talk about your paintings, I read on your website that you grew up in a very artistic family. So did they ever try to steer you down a certain path?
Yeah, no, I had no guidance, parental guidance to go anywhere. It was like my real dad, my stepdad both died young, and my second stepdad was inaccessible. And my mother she just had issues with her men and her life. And so anything that I got that was really good. I mean, she was a wonderful person. My mother was great. She was very kind. But the best direction I got was by going to that boarding school. That was where I got the best stuff. But no, I didn't have any push to anything. I did, all of us actually, 17 grandchildren from William Twigg Smith, the great artist of Hawaii. one of a handful of really good artists. We grew up knowing about his art and his success, and my uncles and my mother had his pieces hanging in the house, so we were always surrounded by it. We always loved it and always dreamed of having one of our own, which we all did later. And I didn't have any notions that I could ever be like that or anything like that. But then down the line, I started to think about it, and I dabbled with art for a little while, then I gave it up. Just before the pandemic started, I picked it up again, and I'm in deep. You know, it's like, I'm way down in there, and I'm getting better and better. I think I am anyway. My style is shifting. It's really funny. When I started, it's very traditional, but now it's getting kind of wild. The colors are.
Yeah.
But it's fun. That's it's again what we were talking about. It's the journey. You know, you discover who you are, and I'm this crazy wild color person. So that's sort of, you know. It's bubblegum all over again.
Yeah. Yes, calling back to the 60s. So growing up around William Twigg Smith, how much would you say that he influences your work now?
He's only an influence in that he and my uncles who displayed his art developed in me a love for art. My mother was a fine artist. One of my cousins is a terrific artist. Neither of them are still around, but so the art, there is art in our family, and I had an aunt who was she was more like me, what I'm doing now, kind of offbeat art sort of. I call my new stuff prismatic art because it's so colorful, and I started off doing traditional paintings like the water, you know, ocean scenes and landscapes, which I love to do, but this other stuff is more fun, actually.
Yeah.
So, I want to make a mountain red, I can make it red. You know, I don't have to make it mountain color.
Yeah.
So anyways, it's a lot more freedom and it's a lot more fun. So I really like what I'm doing. I really like art. I've got this nice studio here. I share it with a photographer. He's a really great photographer. So he shoots all my paintings. So I have them, you know, professionally photographed.
Wow.
And then I have this website, and I've got my artwork in 10 states now. People have bought them from 10 different states, and I've got them in 2 countries, the U.S. and Bhutan. I got one in Bhutan.
Ah, amazing.
One of my paintings is high in the Himalayas. That's funny.
Wow.
So I'm one of those guys that I just can't, I'm not happy if I'm not doing some project. I need a project, something creative, just that kind of person needs to be doing something. I cannot ever envision myself retiring and playing golf. I mean, I love golf. I mean, I'd love to watch it on TV, but I don't play it. I can't see myself stopping creating just to hang out. That doesn't make sense to me. So I'll probably be doing this and until I take the bus to the next life.
Well, that's fantastic. I think you'll be around for a long time.
I'm kind of counting on that.
Well, folks, I am quickly running out of time, and I know the Rock and Soul Bunny is about to swoop in and end this hour to go into automation. So I'm going to air the rest of this interview next week. Next week is the start of WFMU's marathon. More info to come on that. But next week, stay tuned, because there was a lot that I wasn't able to fit into these 2 hours with Sandy. And he's such a great guy. I'm sure you can tell. He's super cool and so much fun to talk to. So huge thanks to Sandy Salisbury for sitting down and talking to me over Zoom, so it was a lot of fun. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I'm gonna close out this show with Gail Garnett, and we'll sing in the sunshine, because I think it really fits. And until next week, I hope you all stay safe, have a great weekend. and I'll see you soon.
We'll sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine.
That's why I know you know how that things go better with the Coca-Cola. Yeah, now things go better with the Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed, and Coke refreshes you best. Oh yes, it does. A taste you'll never get tired of. Coke after Coke after Coke. The real life one puts extra fun in everything you do, 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 because the things go better with the Coca-Cola. Yeah. Things go better with Coke.
Thank you. cross these bridges and walk these roads. It is time then, it's time to roll in the sand. And they sing to you each night from the rooftops in the city, and they dance for of the girl you left behind you, and then the vision is dust. You sleep a while on the beachfront city at midnight, and then you play with your lust, and they sing to you each night from the rooftops in the city, and they dance for you each day in the courtyard of the stars, in the courtyard of the stars. I can see you, I can see you in the courtyard of the stars.
Good evening, my nocturnal listeners. It's time to dim the lights, cozy up with a warm cup of tea, and let the soothing sounds of the night owl show lull you into a state of relaxation. I am your host, Owl Sun, and I am here to guide you through the late hours with my velvety voice and carefully curated playlist. So sit back, relax, and let the music take you on a journey through the night. This is the Night Owl Show, and I am your guide through the darkness.
Gave her one, two. two and three. Soon beat no more my own true love. I am your long lost John Riley. Saying weep no more my own true love. For I'm your long lost John Riley.
Sun by the sun.